February 13, 2010 is the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show, February 13th, 2010. Brother Matt, how you doing?
Excellent, excellent.
We start off the show with the John Coltrane doing Up Against the Wall.
Well,
against the wall. It's got one of them apostrophe G things. So Up Against the Wall. And then we hear two versions of a song called 1979. The first one was by the Reactionaries. And then another version was by Jack Brewer, Frida Rente, Kid Kevin Carl, Mike Watt, and Dirk Vandenberg. They recorded about 30 years apart.
Cool, before and after.
Yeah, the older one was first, the original one was first. And Reactionaries was Martin Tamburvich, George Hurley, D. Boone, and myself. Brother Matt, we got some guests here.
Yeah, we got the Pedro edition today.
Yeah, we got some Pedro people. Say hi.
Hello.
Hey, welcome.
Yeah. It's Craig Ibarra, Kid Kevin Carl, Vinny Vegas here because they are the people responsible for this tribute record. Where does it come from?
Why is it to the album cover?
And it's called The Reactionaries, 1979. Although it isn't The Reactionaries. One side is the original. Is that right?
Yeah.
Craig? One side is the actual Reactionaries. And then the other side is bands, well, not really bands, but collections of musicians. They're not all Pedro, but a lot are. And coming together to do their versions of these songs. Here's some pictures of us playing. I think this is that Suburban Lawn Studio here. You got your copy,
yeah.
Brother Matt?
Yes, I do.
And
Chris and Thomas Bridge Green.
Cool. Yeah, right. Cool. Sleeves black and white. Joe Baez did the cover. It's kind of like a Buzzer Howe under the influence of Heat on steroid version.
There's 10 different drawings from 10 different from the 10 different songs on the.
Each one's a different song.
Yeah. So you got the Jonestown people down there.
Oh, Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are the first songs I wrote. And then Joe Carducci wrote a spiel on the back. Yeah, shit. Who is the mastermind, Craig? Is it your idea?
Yeah, I came up with the idea. Always wanted to start my own record label.
Well, didn't you have Sad Cassettes?
Yeah, but that was more like a pretend record label. It was
You wanted a real label.
You know, we had a cassette label.
Yeah.
Sad Cassettes, which they were all dubbed cassettes. We never actually pressed them.
Yeah.
So we would take them to the mom and pop stores around Peanut Records.
Was it two D's?
Was
it SAD?
Yeah, SAD.
Oh,
don't ask
D's.
Me what it meant.
Yeah,
they had dots there. It was kind of an.
You know what it stood for, Bot?
Huh?
SAD. You know what it stood for?
No.
It stood for suck a dick.
Yeah, that's Pedro.
Matt Manning
almost came.
And you had the band No Comprende, right?
Yeah.
That's
me and Vinny were in that band.
Cassette I had.
We had a couple comps. We had probably about 10 different releases, but they were all dubbed. And
what does dub mean?
You know, two cassette players.
Yeah. Okay. It was like professionally mastered or anything.
No.
You're just using two.
Is it rewind and it record? Yeah. Coming back a half hour later.
You made them at home?
The tape.
And so I wanted to make a real record label. So I thought.
Water Under the Bridge.
That's the name. Water Under the Bridge. Came up with that name. We thought it would be a cool idea to try to tie in the bridge. Make
Vincent
a logo.
Thomas?
Yeah, Vincent Thomas Bridge. Try to tie that in with the logo, which hasn't been made yet. But so
logo be tied into that.
Maybe dig something out too.
So I thought, I was trying to think of a group to put out for the first release, and I thought the Reactionaries would be perfect since they're first punk rock band from San Pedro. So that's when I got a hold of you and asked you if it was cool. I think I was going to do it on a 7-inch originally.
Yeah,
I was thinking, like, that ain't going to fit.
It's not like it's that long, but still, it wouldn't fit on.
And then I came up with the idea of trying to get other people involved, wanting to make it like a fun project.
Well, like release the original, but then also these tributes.
Yeah.
Is the tribute always in your mind?
Not at first.
First it was just going to be the original 10.
Yeah.
I should tell the story about this tape. It was two cassettes made. It was in the beginning of 1979. We had been together a little less than a year. But we in Georgie's shed over there on 17th Street, that was Mom's pad by the high school. We, I think it was Joe Sindicich, brought in some kind of board, PA board or something, and recorded through that cassette. We made two cassettes. And I gave one to Brendan Mullen, who was at the other Mask at the time, to see if we could get gig. And I kept the other one. And I don't know what happened, neither did Brendan, what happened to that cassette. Though I could have swore I saw it once. I was up in the lingerie. I thought I saw it in his drawer in the office. I don't know why. I remember seeing a picture of the Dills. He showed me a picture of the Dills when they were a four-piece. They were wearing dresses and shit. Like the Dolls. I think that's where the name came
from. The Dills?
Tony was way into the Dolls. I think that's where the name came. New York Dolls. I think that's where the name came. Anyway, so this cassette I just hang on to. I mean, we came out with more songs, but they never got recorded. We never thought of ever doing a studio thing. You know, this is a practice room tape. And we knew the song's pretty good, although there's some clams and shit. But this is the first time I was writing the songs, except that one as a teenager, the Mr. Bass King Outer Space song. So it's pretty poor or something. But the guys, Martin, Deepoon, Georgie, they were enthusiastic. I think his first band Georgie was in. Martin had played with other guys like Joe Sindicich. Georgie had sold his surfboard making stuff to get a drum set and taught himself drums from the Happy Jack Who record. And the problem with me and D-Boom was not having a practice pad to play with the drummer. And Georgie had that shit, had a sign on the front that said Olympic Bonding Team. And I remember. And yeah, he said, fuck it, come on, let's play. Right down here, Brother Matt, this Land's End. Huh?
A couple buildings
south of you. Martin shared an apartment there with Frank Felicio, a few people. But that's where I remember me and D-Boon talking with Martin and Georgie. In fact, I think after we did the talk, agreed to that, I'd drink a bottle of tequila and locked myself in the head. And Georgie had to, like, bust in the door to get me out, and I was puking all over myself and stuff. Stuffed me in his little car and got me home. Yeah, gee, it's very sweet to me. But yeah, what a... me and D-Boon knew Georgie's in our grade, but he's a very happening cat in high school, and we're kind of more outsiders, but he didn't care about that. He just wanted to play drums. Yeah, he had no... Because in those days, there was a heavy thing against punk writers. There's the high school mentality, period. But punk, when it was new around here, was like, man, most people were not into it. But he didn't care at all. He just wanted to play. It was great. And he had a shed. And so, you know, we start... It took us a while, you know. We start seeing the gigs. And... Man, I wanted to make a punk band right away, but D-Boon didn't want to do it right away. I even tried out for a band from a recycler had. then he wanted to do it, and so I went up there and jammed like I Want to Be Your Dog for like 2 hours with these cats at Shamrock Boulevard. And the drummer's electric, his pop's electric shop. That was a trippy scene. But D-Bone said, okay, and then this reactionary thing came along, and we made these songs, and this is the only recording we got of this. We played a couple gigs. We played the second gig of Black Flag over there at what was a team post in Mesa in Santa Cruz. And Suburban Lawns had a practice pad in Long Beach, and we did a couple gigs there with them and plugs, bags, and maybe some keggers, one or two, but not a lot of gigs. We used to prac a lot, though. Just trying to get it together. It was the first time writing songs. And, yeah, there wasn't really a scene here. In fact, that gig, our first gig, which was with Flag at that team post thing, was we went to see the Dills and the Clash and Bo Diddley at Santa Monica Civic. It was like first big punk show. And there were in... Greg and Chuck were out there handing out flyers in the parking lot for this punk gig in Pedro. And we couldn't believe it. There was going to be a punk gig in Pedro. So I think Dukowski at the time was living above the Star Theater or something. He was in Pedro. And so that's how he got the connect somehow. I should talk to him, but I can't remember. But they were like, wow, let's... What's wrong with the gig in Pedro? And we said, because we're from Pedro, and there ain't no fucking punk gigs. You know, we have a band, and they couldn't believe there was a punk band in Pedro. So they said, you want to play? You want to open up? We said, yeah. So that's how we did it. It was just meeting these guys in the parking lot, handing out flyers. All of a sudden, we get our first gig. And that kind of turned into a nightmare a little bit. The cops had to lock everybody in. Neighborhood didn't understand people. Some of the people were a little out of hand. You got a white riot on the back of your jacket in a neighborhood that ain't all white, you know. It's kind of, they don't know it's a song from an England punk band. And, you know, it's like, what the fuck?
The shit to get out of hand.
I remember, and Randy was at the hatch, you know, and these dudes were tripping out, like, who the fuck are these nuts coming to our neighborhood with this stuff? So the cops literally had to lock everybody in for the gig. Yeah, it was weird. Usually the cops are busting up the shows. But they let the reason we got to do it was because they locked it. It was like a little thermos thing. And when it's over, yeah, get out.
Like
there never was another gig there.
Quarantine.
Escape from New York.
Very strange. You know. There was in the old days, there was gigs in weird places. I remember that Bob's Contempo Hall was kind of in Watts. The 60s? 63rd Street? Something like that? 65th Street? Sometimes they were in weird situations and the locals didn't understand them.
Well, that's trippy after Long Thermos.
Mm-hmm. That would turn into a nightmare, too.
Yeah, I guess that's why they never did it again, huh?
Yeah, because the people, you know, people didn't know about it. They didn't understand what the fuck these... what punks were, you know. And it wasn't so much like hating, they just didn't know. Whereas like rock and roll people, I think, were more had attitude against you. These were like, you know, aliens from space, and they didn't understand where it was coming from or whatever. But, I mean, probably without a reactionaries, there wouldn't have been a Minuteman. So it's an important part for us guys in the band. I don't know if there was a lot of bands influenced by reactionaries. I remember there starting to be more bands after, though. But I don't know if they were so much influenced by us. Saccharin came around not too long after that, too, from Wilmington. In fact, they practiced at Georgie's when Joe Biza was here. Remember we were talking about that? I tried out for the... they weren't called Saccharin. They were called the Obstacles. And Dezza was with them. And they came in practice at George's shed, and yeah, I didn't make it. Didn't make the cut. That's okay. So I remember recording this with Dirk and Jack and Frida. Kid Kevin. This was all done. All these things were recorded over on 15th Street, the old Peck Manor, right?
Yeah.
It's called Calimucho, the studio?
Yeah, Calimucho.
Yeah. And so all 10 of the bands recorded there, but at different times. We were one of the last ones, right?
Yeah, I think last two, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Who was the first one?
First one was, what is it, the Big Lie.
The Big Lie, yeah.
Dave Big Love. Lie.
So that's
Dennis
Dave
Flip.
Love, Bob Archer, Dennis Flips, RJ Blanks, and Craig Ibarra. Watt from Pedro show. That was The Big Lie, first version by the Reactionaries in 1979, and then 2009. Dave Love, Bob Archer, Dennis Fleps, RJ Blanks, and Knock Picture Craig Ibarra on backup singing. And, yeah, that's what Vinny says. Yeah, do you, I should have asked about 79, the recording of that, Kevin. What are your reflection, your memory?
I remember having a good time.
Oh, yeah, we discussed a little bit. It ended up with some drama, but...
A little bit of drama, but no, Jack, we had fun. We did.
You know, Dirk was really scared. He talked to me, you know, all apprehensive, and I said, man, don't worry, it's going to happen.
Yeah,
he was really uptight about it. And when it came time to do, I kind of changed things around. I didn't think we should copy the Reactionaries exactly, so I put in some stupid bass things. I asked him to do some drum rolls, but he did great.
He did good. He had that little drum set.
He was, right, that he uses with those rockabilly guys.
It's cool.
Kind of retro, traditional.
Seatbelt.
He did good, you know, but he was so scared going into it, but... Sort of like people's idea of the kayak. They think they're going to fucking roll over, you know. Get in there, it's all right. And, and you did great on the guitar, Kim.
Oh, thanks.
Who was doing the controls in, if you weren't recording?
Jacob.
That's right, Jacob.
Jacob Gassiola.
Yeah. What was his great quote?
Oh, no wonder Phil Spector carried a gun or something like that.
Now, what about The Big Lie? I wasn't there for that.
That was a good one. That was the first, like, we had built the studio basically because of this project, and that was the first day after construction that we had it going, and it was fun. It was exciting.
So they were like the lab rats.
They were. We had to trick Dave Love. Craig was acting like he was singing at one point just to get him pumped up.
I remember I wrote that song about... Well, the 1979, of course, you know, because the Clash had one called 1977. It's so original. I copied that idea. And then...
That's influence, man.
And it's got some corny-ass lyrics, though. Way cornier. Theirs had a bunch of slang I didn't understand, really. Sten Guns and Night Bridge. I mean, the fuck's that? But, you know... All you jamming to Beck, you ain't... For real, so what the heck? You know, it's terrible. These are my first songs. And The Big Lie I wrote about Jim Jones in Guyana with the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all a little topical song. It seemed like punk rockers like topical. So I was going to try to be topical.
All those bodies ended up right here in Pedro.
When they brought them back, right. Like holdings.
I never knew that.
Yeah. They didn't stay. This is like holding pattern.
Warehouse 1,
Port Town.
You know, the situation I came out of, it was hearing records from England and stuff, but then seeing some gigs and up in Hollywood. And maybe that's what we should play. I got some live recordings of some of these bands that... We used to go up and see and had big influences. So let's play that.
Hillside Strangler. Get my kids, strangle a bunch of super chicks. Hillside strangling. Hillside strangling, I'm gonna get in. See you tonight, I'm gonna make a clock do. Come on, baby, let's go for a ride over to the hillside. Come on, baby, it'll be a gas.
Hey! next composition. To Storm Music!
Watt from Pedro show, Watt from Pedro show. We heard a bunch of old scene, 70s stuff, live at the Mask. Started off with Hillside Strangler by F Word, and One More Chance to Survive by the Alley Cats. Cosmetic Couple by the Zeros. I'm Coming Over by X. Building Models by the Skulls. Destroy All Music by the Weirdos. Let's Pretend by the Germs. And Chainsaw by the Bags. Now, Randy Stadola, the Alley Cats, lives in Pedro. He ain't out at any of these songs, is he?
No.
The Reactionary?
I see him around town every once in a while walking around.
God, he's great guitars. In fact, Frida, there was a band called Zarkons that Frida was in with him.
Yeah, Dirk was talking about trying to get him to do Alley Cat set at Harold's place. So, I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
Diane, I heard she lived in San Diego or something.
Yeah.
Did she come up or something?
I don't know.
That'd be great. And John, I think, lives around. I think he was driving limousines. John McCarthy? Something like that. They were a good band. They were from Lameda, Alley Cats. At that time, Randy lived in Lameda. I think he's from the Hill originally, but yeah, he's lived in Pedro now a long time now. But so, I mean, there's a lot of people here. How did you decide on how to get into each song, you know? Mud wrestling, jello wrestling?
Long story, yeah.
I heard something about
things
in a hat.
Yeah. They were actually cups.
Cups?
Cups of names.
What we did is I sent out an email to all these people asking if they wanted to participate, and mostly everyone agreed. Maybe like out of all the people I asked, maybe like three or four people couldn't do it for different reasons. Eventually, I got everyone okay. What I did was, it was actually, went over to Kevin's 15th Street, and, it was me, Vince, Bob Archer, those are my partners in the Water Under the Bridge label, and Kevin's got his own label, 45 RPM, which is him and Raul Morales, and,
Look, Danny Lou did fucking back up singing. His picture's there.
Things evolved as we went along.
Yeah, okay.
It was a process.
I'm wondering, like, who was around in the Reactionaries' days? Everybody was kind of little. What were you doing in 79, Chris?
I might have been at Barton Hill.
Yeah. Martin Hill's a grade school.
Elementary, yeah.
Kevin?
I was being born in 1979. That's the year I was born.
Anaheim?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was born in, what is it, Newport Beach. Hogue Hospital.
Beach, okay.
Yeah.
In 70? In 79.
In
the
bomb?
Summer of 7th grade, I went to East Berlin, and I went through Checkpoint Charlie. That's my big thing in 1979.
You were in...
I just went there for visiting.
A trip to Berlin.
Yep.
You were in 7th grade?
Yep, it was between 7th, summer after 7th grade, before 8th.
So, but... Did you get to Pedro via... You weren't living in Pedro at the time.
No, I was living in Marylust.
So you didn't know about Reactionaries?
Reactionaries?
You know, there was a party once that Reactionaries got asked to play up on the hill. And we never got to play, though. We got there, and the people up there were like, what the fuck? No, you ain't. The Pedro guys were like, yeah, we are, you know, because there were some dudes around us, kind of. They weren't really punkers. They were Pedro guys. They were all friends of Georgie and
Pedro boys.
And his brothers. Yeah, maybe that's what you'd call them. They weren't really punkers, you know, but hey, Georgie's into it, I'm into it, you know, that kind of thing.
Those Pedro boys.
He's in this band. And so they... You know, they didn't really... Sometimes they'd go to gigs. I remember we brought Adam to Public Image
and he had broken his leg. He had a cast on, and he's tripping on hell and shit. He fucking stomped his cast off, broke his leg, and a whole bunch of we called him Barn Stomp after that. Adam Barn Stomp. And I remember one of those gigs at Suburban Lawns Pad. A couple of Freddie Camacho and a couple guys bringing the bongs. Pedro got, they didn't know about punk gigs, or anything, but they were with us, and they were kind of going to make sure that we played. And I was like, yeah, look, man, this is their parts, they all want it. And they were like, shorts and the Hawaiian shirts, and no, you ain't, and yeah, they are. And I was like, fuck this shit. So we never ended up getting played, but I remember driving up to the pad.
Richard Bonney told me a funny story when you guys played at Suburban Lawn Studio.
Yeah, there was two gigs there.
There was cats spitting on you guys. And the Pedro guys,
Freddy
Camacho and them, were like, why are these guys spitting on my friends? And they were just ready to kill them.
We were at gigs getting drunk, spitting on people. They didn't know that was kind of part of the gig culture. It's like, what?
They were ready to throw blows.
They didn't know. That's what I'm saying. They weren't punk people, but they were Pedro guys, and they knew us, and
they had
nice
bombs.
Guys and stuff. But they didn't really have a clue to the scene and stuff. Interesting. I'm going to play the next one. When was this one done? Chief False Teeth. I remember this song. I don't know what the fuck I was writing about. It was kind of a metaphor for plastic people or something. Cheap false teeth. And some horrible rhymes going there. And when in the line was this? This has got Danny Lou. In fact, he's pictured and listed first. He's listed before the singer.
Well, I think it's in order of left to right, maybe.
Oh. Yeah, clockwise. It says
clockwise. Right. There you go.
Yeah, but you could have said clockwise starting with Jug. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. It's cool. I'm glad there's pictures and you can see everyone. And Cheryl took these, right?
Yeah, Cheryl took 9 out of 10.
9 of 10. Okay, and that's good. It's got Danny Lou on backup
Chance
singing.
Cheryl.
Todd Congelier singing. Rich Wilder on drums. Now, Rich Wilder, he goes back to those days.
Yeah.
That's Martin's
cousin. Not really. Rasher has played his house, his family's house, in fact.
Uh-huh.
And there's the older brother I went to school with, Nick Wilder.
I think he's a priest.
Frank is the priest.
Oh, Frank's the priest.
Now, Frank's the even older one, but Nick's my... Yeah. And then there was the two young ones, and Rich was one, and there was another one.
Mike Wilder, and then Patrick.
His twin brother.
He passed away.
That's right.
Yeah. He's a good dude.
Yeah, that's right. So there was five of them.
Mike still lives in that house.
Really?
He built
anyway,
house
we,
right
we,
next.
We played in that house. It's up on Carolina or something, right?
By the castle around the corner. From
yeah,
the
yeah, and we played there. And Martin's cousins. Yeah. So he's actually from those days. I don't know if he was playing yet, but real soon after this, he ends up the drummer of Saccharine Trust, the first drummer. And
he
Chuck Dukowski, of course, a bass player for Black Flag, and before that, Worm.
Yeah.
And,
Swa.
Jacob Gaxiola. Yeah, Swaz a lot later, though. Worm was actually before Flag. They practiced at the church, and that's where Greg found out about them.
They also practiced down on 7th Street. They had one of the, right there on 7th,
yeah.
All the art studios.
Well, this is where Greg found out, because they were both practicing there. So he had him come on over.
Chuck's
that
Pedro
first, the
guy.
First base, kind of, up by Dotson.
Yeah, well, it eventually turned into...
I don't know. Now it's annexed. I think it's PV.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But back then it was
Pedro.
You see
the street signs change. They're not the blue LA ones. They're light blue with some kind of like beach scene on it.
That happened recently.
it was all unincorporated county land. That
but it was
area.
Considered Pedro.
The city, right, because Pedro's part of the city. The city, you have to have congruous. That means connected. So for them to own the harbor, they had to have this big tentacle come down first it was Western, and it became the Harbor Freeway and stuff. Okay, but then there was land on side of that. In fact, there's a couple islands here in Pedro, like where the Y is and the hospital is. That's unincorporated county land. County can be islands. They don't have to be connected. And so that's what that stuff was. It hadn't been annexed by any, hadn't been incorporated into a city. So it was kind of known as Pedro, but it actually wasn't. It was just L.A. County land. And then they voted, I think, everything west of Western. And that's where Dodson is. So Chuck, yeah, he's kind of Pedro.
Went to Pedro High?
Yeah. He went to, I think he went to, what's it called?
I think he said he graduated from Pedro.
Saddleback. No, but his younger schools were these hill things.
Oh, okay.
Chadwick was one, he told me. Right?
Chadwick's a fan. Yeah. That's a private school.
Yeah, and it's like, what, PB Drive North?
PB Drive North and something Crenshaw. Like
yeah.
Yep, in the hill area.
But I think maybe he's Dodson. His junior high.
Yeah.
I think so. Because that's where he was close to.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I had friends that lived
in Florida. But anyway, Chuck goes way back. And
Dave Torres and Danny Torres, Ralph Chavez, they all live
there. These other cats, like Jacob, Danny Lou, Todd's like Torrance guy. They come over in the 90s with this porch core, you too, right?
Yeah. That's where I met those guys.
Because you're earlier, you're in the 80s, late 80s with Vinny.
Right.
So they're like, you guys are part of second wave, Kevin's part of third wave. I guess if you count reactionaries, like kind of first wave.
Yeah. I was into punk in the early 80s, but I was just too young to go to gigs.
Yeah.
I went to a few Dancing Waters gigs in 82.
Were you in Carson?
No, I was born and raised right here in Pedro.
Right.
First and grand.
My parents moved to Carson when I was 17.
Right. So
for a year, and then I moved back to Pedro.
Okay.
Actually, they moved right by SST right there on Alameda.
Oh, Carson. Yeah. That's right. I remember you telling me that. And somebody else was from there, Michael, the Salvation Army guys. And they had a Pedro guy. In fact, he's on one of these songs, John Blazin.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's play
Blazin, Pedro.
Cheap False Teeth. Reactionaries and then made a tribute. 30 year later tribute. Cut the crowd, and I'll go back up. What they think is a shining light. Nice from a distance, like a purple bullshit. You saw people on the same road, get them out of the way, but they go. You saw people on the same road, get them out of the way, but they go. Reality. It might be true, it is something soft, something unreal. But we turn it up, we turn it in. This way don't fit, we'll keep our friends. We don't keep up on the same old, pick up in the mouth. Let's play for the gold, we don't keep up on the same old, pick up in the mouth. Let's play for the gold, kind of fun. Freedom, in your turn. In a thousand, the shattered identity, from Pedro Show. That was Cheap False Teeth by Reactionaries 30 years ago. Well, actually 31 years ago. And then from last year, Danny Lou, Todd, Rich, Chuck, Jacob version. And we're at the end of the first hour, February 13th, 2010, Waffle Pedro Show, Hold Tight for Hour 2. February 13th, 2010, it's the second hour, Watt from Pedro Show.
Cadeva una sorta di candelabro dalla luce tenue. Ti siedi? Era una donna sulla cinquantina e si vedevano le calze uscire dall'ascio cadente che utilizzava come cintura. Da lì in poi tutto assumeva una forma ovale, disturbata solo dalle pieghe della troppa carne. Si avvicinò al balcone, il suo seno si distese avvolgendolo, fece un passo indietro, come per paura di essere assimilato. Ti siedi! Mi infastidiva la sua voce, strideva con l'abbondanza della sua figura, mi voltai! Andai a prendere un whisky da lei per festeggiare il nostro amore.
two, three, four. This is the way. Chorus the wind is stopping. Light of the day. Look at the lake. It doesn't come. This way in the breeze, whether or not we are breathing. Baby, the bird sings, the bird song. It don't have to be anything but what it is. The fish are crying, the fish are swimming. It's in your breeding, living and dying. It'll be the more it seems, the earth calls for our bodies to make another one or two.
Pay attention, rapid to the rise to pay attention, go! I'm in the green.
Watt from Pedro show. Some stuff from Italy. Starting up the second hour with La Infama Squartet. Storia di un amore corri posto, La Via degli Astronauti. Stray Dog by the Space Pony. Yeah, Stefano from the Space Pony said he listened to the show and he goes, "The Space Doggy? What did you mean?" we weren't really. What was our tripping on was, it wasn't. Usually names are plural for bands, right? The Space Ponies, but like this was like the Space Pony, like one particular pony, you know, the model, and you know. So it was no hurt on the band. I really like them, you know, and I like the name too, because it's usually not singular like that. Mm. Some bands are, you know, I can't think of one right now, but the Space Pony.
Jesus Lizard.
Yeah, the Jesus Lizard. See, it's not the lizards. Mm. Yeah, so that's what we're, Stefano, you know, Scusi. But The Sun Don't Wait by Sigori and Ostia by Zoot. I think this time next year, me and the Fratelli, Il Sogno di Marinaio, we're going to do a little tour in Italy.
Cool.
Zoot. Huh. Yeah. Nice. And in the middle of March next month, it's the album gets mixed. The one we did in December. Yeah. So those cats were a blast to play with Andrea.
Cool.
Stefano. Another Stefano. Yeah, I met like, when I was over there, I met like 5 Andreas and 8 Stefanos. Yeah.
Stefano.
Yeah, the names were like. No Guidos. You know, I told them about Guidos and they were tripping on that. You know? Yeah, they know some Guidos, but kind of old fashioned name. I said, yeah, but over here it's just some kind of generic, yeah. Kind of pejorative a little bit. Not bad. But let's get back to this the reactionary story. Video Madonna. Now, this is before I knew there was a Madonna singer.
Before you became a fan.
No, I was a fan. I didn't really know where. I didn't even know there was a singer. Kay turned me on to Madonna, and that was maybe 84 or something. So this was Madonna, like, praying to, like, Madonna. You know, like the TV is a Madonna, my lady, you know, Mary. And again, it's very terrible words and silly music. And I'm on this recording without the bass, singing. But Vince sang with me, Vince LaFarga, who played guitar. He's great guitarist, great musician. Tony was on the, Tony Cook on the bass. Did Tony quit Todd's band?
Hmm?
Who was playing bass for Underground?
Oh, was that
Joe Morales?
Yeah.
Yeah, he quit. Tony was never in Underground.
What's he recording right now?
Tony's
Underground? Who? Todd? Yeah, Underground.
That's what he is. And he told me, like, the recording, somebody quit on him. And Tony plays with them in the 5-year plan.
Nah, Tony's in Kevin's band.
Yeah, Tony's a killer dreamer.
But he ain't in Toys to Kill or one of those? No, it's Chachi.
Yeah.
Can't keep it straight. But he lives in San Francisco now. No?
Tony, no, he lives at our house, 15th Street.
Who's the one who moved up to San Francisco?
Oh, Jack Doyle.
Jack did.
Yeah. Jack Doyle.
Okay. Maybe, you know what? Maybe Jack. Who's the gas station cat? Spraglia.
Oh, yeah.
Spraglia, the big man.
Yeah.
Maybe he quit one of his bands.
I think he just quit Underground.
That's it. That's who quit. Like a rapper, kind of background singer.
Yeah.
They're actually playing today out in San Luis Obispo at Broadfest.
Really?
But I'm not sure.
That's why I couldn't come do the radio. That's right.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's Jack's playing with
anyway,
this.
Anyway, and Raul Morales on the drums. And I remember doing this. It was maybe a week.
Week before ours or after?
I think it was the week after.
Yeah.
1979. I'm pretty sure. And, Vince did it right with me. He's right there on the microphone. Yeah, he did good.
Yeah, he's got some pipes, man.
Yeah, he's got pipes.
And wrist.
He's going to be at the gig?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Instead of the backward baseball hand. Long time.
Longshoreman.
Long time. Yeah, I know, I know. That's why he ain't really playing in any bands, but he still can fucking play good.
Yeah, he was ripping it.
But he ain't playing any bands now, huh?
No. He's just got engaged, actually.
He had that band with Felix. What they
called? Second to Last.
Second to Last, yeah.
Then the Skanks.
Skanks.
Rudy Alba.
Is Felix playing?
Nah. I haven't seen Felix around in a while.
Damn. Hope he's healthy. Anyway, would you remember about this, Sesh? Well, you were the knob man.
Yeah. Wait, which one? It was
Video Madonna.
Video Madonna, yeah. The three guys played, and then you came and sang about a week later, yeah. We did it in the morning. Cheryl sang a little bit.
That's right. It was early in the morning.
And,
you know what? It's one of the only one where it was separate. Everybody else recorded together, but they're delay a game for me. Okay, let's hear it. Video Madonna.
Another dollar, and there are another coat of gray. Another hoop, another dollar.
Jester said everything is under control.
Jester video. Everything's under control.
Live from Pedro show. We just heard, what was it? Video Madonna. Craig was going to talk about something regarding the lyrics.
Yeah, I was just remembering asking you if you could come up with the lyrics for us, because without the lyrics, this record would have never been... we would never be able to do the record without the lyrics.
And it was tough because I didn't have them written down, or they're lost wherever, and I couldn't remember them. And then listening to the tape, it was kind of hard to tell what the fuck. I had to listen back many, 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 many times and slow down using software and stuff and EQs to get mask out the other stuff. And if I think I got pretty close to it. Fuck, a lot of shit I could not remember for the life of me, even though I wrote it. The other thing we were talking about was corndogs.org, the website that this is where Craig found the reactionaries. Sir Demon Brown had asked me years ago about flowing him MP3s. This is a website that has rare stuff with people who had stuff to do with Minutemen, like George Hurley, Deep Boone, Mark Timberovich, and myself. And so he asked about reactionaries because there always was a song, even in Minutemen days, that was released. It was the first song on the B-side of the Politics of Time Minutemen album, and it was reactionaries doing Tony Gets Wasted, yeah. Pedro, and it was from this cassette. And so people knew of the reactionaries. In fact, the label had a picture of us. I think Martin's sister took the picture or something of him. Skinny ties and shit. Yeah, back in the apartments in the alley or something. Yeah, this is pretty hardcore. So, I don't know. They even had names. I remember Georgie. There was a picture, of, you know, print of one of these pictures, and they signed their names on it. And, like, Georgie was G-Man. And Martin was Marty.
That was your signature.
I think mine was Mike Watt and Debo. We just had a real name. They sounded
fake. You were Mike what?
Was I Mike Watt on this? No, I think I was Mike Watt. Because our names kind of sounded fake already, I think. That's why we kept them. But I remember that they wrote on this picture, G-Man.
You know, we actually...
That didn't last long.
We actually put those names on the etching of the record.
Marty. Did you see this picture? You know this picture? I had it in my house a long time. It was M-A-R-T, Marty, and then G-Man, and Mike Watt, and D. Boone. They signed their names on this picture. I don't know why. It's funny, but it's the only time the band took pictures like...
signed your own autograph.
Publicity pictures. But they weren't big. They were little... Three by five? Yeah, little fucking things. We didn't know what to do, you know. Just starting out trying to make a band. Next song here is pretty short. It's My Heroes. This one I didn't write the words. So, just the crummy music. So Martin, I think his brother-in-law was a Rams fan, and so it's about that. And it had a Chachi on bass, Chachi Ferrara, Joey Simeone on drums. Philo Van Dyne.
Frijoles Negros.
Right. Philo from Swa on guitar, and now with the Jack Brewer Reunion Band, who lives in Pedro.
Yep.
He ain't original, but he lives.
He's Torrance transplant.
Torrance, dude.
He's Torrance, huh? Yeah. He's a good cat, man. He's got a pad on Paseo Del Mar.
Yeah, he's a proper cat.
Craig Ibarra, he does programming. Craig Ibarra on singing. This time you're in the picture. And Jessica Feeney singing. That's Baby Jess.
Yeah.
She's going to be at the gig. There's a gig coming up at Harold's Place next Saturday, February 20th. All these bands are going to play, or as many people possible. And Miss Men, another band?
The gig is Saturday, February 20th at Harold's Place, and
which is Sacred San
Trust.
Pedro, 19th yeah. Street.
It's on 19th Street.
Where it crosses Pacific. Well, next to the Burrito Factory. That's actually on the corner.
21 blocks from
here. Actually, Saccharine Trust is opening up the show. Yeah, the only reason why they're playing later. First is because they got another gig that same night, so they're going to play and split, but they're playing the entire Pagan Icons record.
Pagnicon.
And then Stoned at Heart is playing second, and then the Reactionaries thing is third, and then Mike Watt and Missy Men headline.
Yeah. You know what? Let's play a couple. Let's play Getting Existential on the Beach, too, because this was another one where I didn't write the words. I just wrote the crummy music. And John Jura wrote the words. John Jura was very, he's a guy I went to high school with, and he was really involved with this concept of life extension and never having to die. And so he put it into a song, and actually it's about him, I think, going to Torrance Beach or something and seeing what was happening there. And, you know, Torrance or Dondo, one of those. Of course, anything outside of Pedro to Pedro guys is very exotic.
That was the longest song on the record, actually.
That's the blowout. Yeah, because it has several parts.
It's the epic song.
Did they take a lot of tries?
No.
They got it?
No, they nailed it. Those guys were
They were probably the only band that actually practiced maybe two or three times before the actual recording. A lot of these...
And that had Sean Cole on guitar. Jimmy Felix on drums, Mad Max, yeah, Lewis's name. Lewis was with Richie, first rhythm section for Saccharine Trust. He played bass, Richie was on the drums, Richie Wilder.
Yeah, most Louis, of these recordings...
he was called Louie in the
world. They only had one practice day. He
went through different names. He's really cool people.
He is. I know him for a spell, man. He's always been proper. Yeah.
He's really nice.
And then Christian Moreno singing.
Christian Wapshaw.
Wapshaw.
He changed his name to Moreno.
Why did he change his
Moreno.
Name?
Moreno. Yeah, it's actually Wapshaw, but...
It's a little personal, I would say.
It's on the...
Spaceship landing.
Anyway, we'll play both those songs, My Heroes and Getting Existential on the Beach, Reactionaries, and 30-year year tribute versions.
Motherfucking jerk! Everyone in on my TV, running out of fear to victory, conference to my TV, two to be the one to be.
I gouge his eyes out in a minute. I stick my finger right in his eyes.
That's a fucking jerk!
It's just like you devastate a city, or you cream a multitude of people. I mean, it's just like you put all the offensive players in one bag, and I just take a baseball bat and beat on the bag.
I'm gonna go to my friend's door. Oh, Beyond the lake, casting about on the
Watt from Pedro show. We first heard My Heroes by the Reactionaries 31 years ago, and then My Heroes from last year with Chachi Joey, Philo Craig, Baby Jess. And then we heard Getting Existential on the Beach 31 years ago with the Reactionaries. D. Boone, Martin Ted Burbage, George Hurley, myself. And then from last year, Sean, Mike. It's Jimmy, though, right?
Yeah. His name's Mike, but I think
Todd likes to give people
call him Jimmy.
His name is Jimmy. Name for him?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I tried to call him Mike.
You don't look like a Mike. You don't look like a Mike.
Jimmy's the Jimmy problem.
But Louis, Mad Max, that Louis,
Max,
he came up with that one.
He came up with his own name?
He came up with his own name. And then Christian.
I think he was really into the movie.
And then Christian came up with Moreno, right?
No, that's his mom's name.
Well, it was his
main
choice.
Name.
He took his mom's name, yeah.
Because I know him as a bass player named Wapshon, so he quit.
Wapshon, I knew him forever as Wapshon, since high school.
Quit bass for guitar, and now quits Wapshon for Moreno.
Yeah. Are you calling him a quitter?
It's not like Lake, right?
He moved to Hollywood.
He's a bass trader.
North Hollywood. Now he's in Eagle Rock.
He's in Eagle Rock.
Yeah, okay. He just moved there like a couple weeks ago.
Okay. And we'll get back to more of this reactionary tribute. Yeah. Old stuff. But first we have to make room for Brother Matt and his spin cycle.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brother Matt, for your spin cyclage and what was motivation, inspiration.
I'm going to some big party tonight, and a lot of those guys were people I'm going to see tonight.
Ah.
At Lucent.
Prequel.
More.
Prequel.
Yeah.
Okay. We're at the end of the second hour, February 13th, 2010, Watt for Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. February 13th, 2010, it's the third hour of Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. Start off the third hour with a new Funanari song called Tome Sunday. Redone, actually. And then Samisen Junkara by Takahashi Tukazan. This cat is blind and jams. I think it's from the 70s sometime this recording. And Chukoku Chiyo no Komo Ryuda. Terrible. Sorry. Coming that sign. Matsu Toyo Sato. And Harusame Night Mix. Nagauta Shamisen. Breath of Spring by Waki Ne. And a lot of that was shamisen music. It's like their three-string banjo trip.
He's got a couple of those.
Isn't it trippy, man?
Yeah.
This is like Japanese band.
Got those guitars where they're like triangle shaped, and they only have three strings on them. Also,
yeah, those are different. Those are like Eastern Europe Slav. What are those called?
Tamburitsa.
Yeah, but maybe all string instruments probably related. I think this one got to them in the 1600s via China. So. Some went east, some went west.
Sure, yeah.
But I mean, it has like a resonator, right? Like a drum head, like a banjo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a trip.
Or a dobro.
And the strings are like usually chip-tuned like CBC. Like two of the strings are tuned the same. It's trippy. The temper of them
just
is different.
Dog has fleas.
Then you could bar everything.
Well, I think that's ukulele.
If it's tuned like, if you're like that, I think you could probably bar everything if you have a low E, low C.
Yeah, no frets. Yeah, trippy instruments. And the pick is like a big, it's called bachi, it's like a comb. A big thing.
That's a fucking comb.
Actually, in Funanari, it's a sanshin, which is Okinawa version. It's a little smaller. And they use a big, like, rock pointy thing that goes on the finger. For a pick. We're going to play some more of this Reactionaries 31 years ago, and then modern day tributes. The next tune, yeah, Innuendo, which everybody knows is right. Italian enema.
Okay.
No?
I didn't know that.
Okay, you get me to it. Have to Google that.
Innuendo?
Innuendo.
And I have to take credit for the words and the music for this one. And just, oh man, I don't know. But the tribute band was Joe Baiza, George Hurley, Vince Giobbe, Jimmy Mack. Except for Vince, the other three are from the old days. And this has got to be the oldest band, if you added up all the ages. And do you remember recording this with Kevin?
Definitely. That was a fun one. All of them are fun, but...
I haven't seen Jimmy Mack in a long time.
We played with him for a little bit at Mark Palacios' house years ago. That's an apple sizer thing. Him and Greg Hurley brought over the fucking pennies and a plastic apple.
Yeah, Slivers.
Yeah.
He had it in that band, the Slivers, with Martin Timberridge. Did Joe record with the hat on?
Yeah, he did have the hat.
Okay. Was it just for the picture?
He did have the hat. Jimmy was great. He just sat in our little courtyard the whole time while they played their music, played the music, and then he came in and just belted it out.
One take?
Couple takes, and then he was out. He just like, I'm out of here.
Jimmy's
see ya.
Awesome.
And left.
Yeah, there was a funny gig, you know, hard for Minutemen to play, and he had some in on the Fisherman Fiesta, and he said, you know, I'll do my thing, and then you guys will be my backup band, though.
Start Theater Players,
yeah, and, you know, you start jamming, and then you just go into your Minutemen stuff, and it'll be too late, they won't be able to, but at the end of his thing, he whipped off his kilt, you know, he used to do this thing in a kilt and makeup.
And Jimmy gave me a recording of that, actually.
Really? He whips off the kilt, and he's in a G-string, and he's got a crucifix in one hand, rubber snake in the other, and he's like, pull the power. Lady, get something. What is this? And Rosanna went and spit right in her face. She was like, oh, God! That was intense. afternoon.
See you once again.
And then we're going to play God and Country. Actually, this was the first song on the tape.
God and Country.
I remember us, the order of us doing this thing. It wasn't edited. It was, you know, as we recorded. And God and Country was the first one. And that's another one of my...
We actually got the order of the song from the Corn Dog thing. That's the way we did.
Yeah, but the way we recorded them, I remember
Right. First. I'm just saying, that's how we figured out.
And I think
Brigata
Rosa was the last one. I can't remember the exact order, but I have the cassettes. And God and Country's got Alma McClay singing, Jacob Pardita.
12
drums, Vinny Vegas bass, Todd Cangellier guitar, backup singing. This had you, Vinny, on the bass.
Jacob's 12-year-old, Danny Lou's 12-year-old kid.
Right.
And he's pictured in the thing.
Yeah.
I'm like Craig. I'm the one.
he's pictured. Danny Lou's 12-year-old son played the drums on this.
Cool.
Doing George Hurley.
I like D Boone's guitar part at the end of that song on the live part.
Was it hard bass for you?
No, it was pretty easy. Yeah. On a I actually
used a pick in those days. All them songs on this are with pick.
I was unprepared when I came to record it, so I wish I prepared a little better.
Really?
Yeah, but I mean, we got it within a few takes, like 5 or 6, something like that.
Did you walk the scales during the guitar solo?
No, I don't think I did. I just kind of faked it. G. I just got in there kind of faked it. G.
Well, we'll listen to it now. Pedro Show.
Three, four. let's see, we heard Innuendo and God and Country. And first versions of each was, of course, Reactionaries 31 years ago. And then Innuendo was, my cheat sheet here, Joe Biza, George Hurley, Vince Gilby, Jimmy Mack, and God and Country, Armand McClain, Jacob Pardita, Vinny Vegas, Todd Gangilera. And when did you hear about the Reactionaries until that corn dog thing?
No, I knew about the Reactionaries.
But you didn't know of the recording.
I didn't know about the recording at all. I knew about the Reactionaries.
You actually, Vinny actually lived with Mart.
Well, we didn't live with him, but we were pals. He lived at 25th and Hamilton. And
we'd come hang out.
We were both.
We went to San Francisco when Aaron was supposed to move up there. We had a blast in Frisco. Marty was a super.
But before, in Pedro, I remember.
We know Marty in that band. Horse.
Oh, what was it? Skin Horse.
Yeah. Christian played in that band, Chet Czar. Nick Pasiglia from Nip Drivers.
Right.
And that's how we know him, because those are all friends of ours.
And hang out, and he was like the older guy, right?
Yeah.
On the 19th Street pad, of my first pad in town, is where he used to hang. I guess he did kind of live with us. He would stay there for a couple of weeks at a time. But he taught me that a Ramona's fucking burrito in the oven is so much better than in the microwave. It's always fucking, like, you go that extra 10 minutes, it's so much worth it.
Cuddle bums, too.
Dung bums. What do we call those? Dung bums.
Cuddling up on the couch. Marty would.
Dung
We were the cuddle bums. Martin was, so when it was cold, we would just sit close to each other.
Technically, he lived with us, even though there was never an exchange of monies, you know.
Martin was a great guy, man.
God, he was so awesome, man.
Yeah.
He was.
He's beautiful. He passed away a few years ago. Well, what, 3 or 4?
You close? I don't know, something like that.
I would say around 2004.
Okay, 6 years ago. Really quick. Some infection. Flesh-eating bacteria.
Yeah, terrible. Fucking random fucking sickness.
I just talked to him right before that. He sounds so good. Yeah, I miss him a lot. So we talked about how you got these names. They were pieces of paper in the Dodger cups.
Yeah, it was a blind draw, basically. We just, like, picked out names from each cup. We had 10 bass players in one cup, 10 vocalists in one cup, guitar, drums. Picked out a name from each cup, which made one group. And then the fifth cup had a song title. Picked that out, so that one group played that one song.
Right.
So no one knew who they were going to play with. A lot of these cats didn't know the other people they were playing with. It was kind of tough to schedule these practices and whatnot, and it was fun. You know, a lot of people got to meet new people and play with new people, and some people played with the people they got picked with already or were actually in bands with, and it was pretty fun.
Right. Okay, next we're going to listen to Regatta Rosa, which I did the words of. All these, except for three of them. Three of them, there was different words, but I did all. You know, I was just learning. And this has got John Blazing on guitar. Cindy Voto Bradley on singing. Christian Moreno Wabshaw again on bass. Wow. Does he,
plays in two of them.
Yeah, but does he play bass?
Yeah.
Both times?
No, he sings on one.
That's right, he sings. Because nobody actually does the same thing.
Yeah. Right. There's a couple, you know, there's a...
See, Wapshaw back on bass.
Yeah, he...
You always come back.
He played bass in Skin Horse, so...
That's why I met him.
And he actually sang...
I saw him at the guitar when he started...
I think he's a better bass...
Born to Blows,
he played bass in Hippie Temptation. I think he's a better bass player than guitar player.
And he sang... His first band he was in was called Bedlam in, like, 83, 84 or something.
And Chachi's on the drums here, not bass.
Yeah.
And Chachi rips both.
We'll be right back. tomorrow.
Pedro show. Just heard Regatta Rosa, first reactionary version, and then the 30-year later tribute version with John Cindy, Christian, and Casey. Chachi, actually. Never heard of him called Casey.
That's his birth name.
Yeah.
No, I think his real name is Salvatore.
Why do they call him, why do they
I
call
think
him
his
Casey?
Middle name might be Casey.
He was in my class when I taught Pedro.
He's a shorty. He's doing long shorty.
Yeah.
So, now, what was Cindy singing?
So
yeah, I had to just school these cats on.
It
this is
like
an Italian
saying,
word.
Regatta Rigosa. Regatta Rigosa.
Regatta Rosa is Red Brigade in Italian. It was a group of kind of a glee club thing in the 70s.
We were all, everyone was going basically by the actual original tape, and that sounded like what Martin was saying, so I think she went with it.
Really?
But I could be wrong.
Right. What was his brother-in-law? Busso, Italian guy. Vioso?
Vioso,
but with
that's his sister's husband.
Right.
Noel.
But, yeah, right.
Noel's the one who took, I think, the picture with Paul
that's
at the
right,
time.
That's right. And lived next door to me in Deep Boom when we were on Gaffey between 21st and 22nd.
Something about a battle axe, I think.
Yeah, Martin did a trippy credit. Yeah. But I think it's Vuoso over there, but here people say Vuoso.
I have some friends that are Vuoso.
Vuoso. So I can't remember. His name is Matt. Because you can hear, there's a
special little dedication at the beginning of My Heroes.
Matt's a fucking jerk.
Matt's a fucking jerk.
We actually have Matt Army. Matt Army, who lives on 15th with Kevin and them, actually.
He's actually from Brooklyn, huh?
Yeah, he's from Brooklyn.
Because I met him. I brought the first time I took Raul on tour. We were in Brooklyn, and I met Matt Army.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He lives in Pedro now.
Yeah, my roommate. Wow.
He does the intro, and he says, Matt's a fucking jerk.
Yeah, he does do it. Matt's a fucking jerk. Bye, Matt.
Martin says, I got a way of counting this in. See, I didn't do the lyrics for that one. Or this next one, Tony Gets Wasted, Pedro. Max Lazaroff did that one. Who I went to high school with.
About Tony...
What's Who's Tony? He talking
Tony
about?
Platton. Tony Platton is... He's actually my oldest Cali friend. I met him in grade school. He cleans pools. He lives over 25th and Anchovy. And you never met Tony?
No, you guys used to be neighbors when you, Dirk, and Tony all lived on 25th.
No, when I was a kid, he was civilian. I was in Navy housing, but I met him at Tabor.
You brought him by the old joint, too. Little old pad.
You see him in his pickup. He's got his chemicals and his
jams.
He played guitar here too. He ripped it up here.
He's been on here a couple times. Yeah, rip it up.
So that's what the song's about.
And Max wrote it about Tony. I don't know. You know, Max is smoking Monta too. Should have been Max also
just getting wasted. Maybe
bumming money.
And so
his hand is
pocket. Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Bumming money to get the most.
All the time.
All the time. Oh yeah, he like says it again to emphasize.
And bumming money D all the time.
D was like the code word for Mota. Like D, no one knows. You know, dope. You know, D.
That was your own personal, or your guys?
Well, you say so the parents and shit would right. know what you were saying. Got any D? Okay. So that slang is in that song, and there's a bunch of slang in there that probably got out of fashion.
Cash.
Yeah, cash, and dimes. Maybe they still say dimes. Yeah, dimes was $10 a month.
Yeah.
Now they're doves, now they're 20s.
Spending your life on dimes.
Yeah. Spending your life on dimes.
Actually, dimes was kind of big time. We were usually nickels.
Nickels.
Yeah, they had nickels.
I know they did. They did. You're right.
For stuff without that was buds.
You got seeds in it, shit, full of stems and seeds.
Yeah, but still, it was not leaf. Mm.
No, that's what you started on.
Tell me, that's merch.
That is
so merch. So, Max, I don't know, he was, you know, this is when I'm first writing songs, so I didn't know. Actually, what happened, I do recall, we were at Tony's pad and just making funny lyrics to other people's music, you know? Alice Cooper or Blue Oyster Cult and stuff. We were just making these joke lyrics to go with it. And then, you know, I try and write a song and Max came up with these words, you know, kind of riffing on this joke shit we were doing about, you know, like comedy, like Weird Al Yankovic or something, you know, just for our own fun and not real bands, just sing along with the record, these joke ass words. And so I think that's kind of where those things came around. The band here is Adam Gaxiola, Jerry Trebitich, Ethan White, Sean Cole. Now Ethan is Aaron White's son. How old is he?
15 maybe?
He's older than Danny Lewsbar.
Yeah, I think he's a nice
guy. They play together. Cool. In fact, I think Ethan here took lessons at Flea's Silver Lake Music School.
Yes, did.
Cool. Yeah.
Conservatory or something?
Adam Gaxiola has the practice pad next to me at the Angels Gate. He's great guitarist.
Yeah. He's crazy.
Wow.
He was jamming at our house last night.
He's not playing in a band right now, though, because Jer was doing something with him for a while.
Beacon Street Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
But I think he's taking care of his mom's sick or something.
So really?
He told me he was going to get back into it. Man, he's a great musician. And
He's actually going to play bass at the gig.
Jer is oh really?
Band on another song.
Jer is my second man.
Chuck's place.
Drummer. I got some terrible news from the organ man Pete. You know, he's got a band called The Angry. It was called The Angry Johnny, but they changed it to Angry. And yeah, no show with the bass player for a while. And they found him in his pad dead.
Oh man.
Oh yeah. Fuck. Terrible. Just recently.
Wow.
And he's a great guy.
Yeah, Pete's really sad.
It's really, you hit him hard. It's a big sadness. Jer, I got to switch. You know, I've been doing for the last 4 or 5 months a lot of second man gigs, and I have to switch over to missing man gigs because I got stuff coming up involving them, including a mini tour of the West Coast, 8 gigs with the band from Tokyo Light. Play some stuff from them next week. Oh, Flea just got back from Ethiopia, speaking of.
Oh, wow.
And he said he recorded a lot of music there. And he says, hey, why don't I come over to the show and play some.
Oh, cool.
So maybe on the 28th.
Great.
The last day of the month.
Very cool.
No leap year. It's 28th. Come over and play some of this music.
Yeah,
come
great.
Over there. That's, yeah, I would like to get to know more about Africa music. You know? More and more bands come out, I guess, make records. But he actually went there and play with cats and stuff, so
love awesome.
But this Tony Gets Wasted and Pedro, we'll play the reactionary version, and then 30 years later, tribute version.
All of them.
Watt from Pedro show. That Tony Gets Wasted and Pedro, both reactionaries. Martin Burrich, D. Boone, George Hurley, myself, Mike Watt. 31 years ago, Georgie Shedd. And then a tribute, Adam, Jer, Ethan, and Sean, 30 years later. And there's also two bonus songs, but we're not going to play them. You have to go get the thing. And Craig, tell people how they can get this record here.
All right.
It's called 1979.
Reactionaries 1979 LP. It's only available on vinyl right now. Green translucent vinyl. And you can get it at waterunderthebridgerecords.com.
waterunderthebridge.com.
And you could also get it at calimucho.com or .net, actually. Calimucho.net.
Spell it, Kevin.
calimucho.net.
And it's a joint release. It's Water on the Bridge, 45 RPM Records, two different labels from Pedro. And you can get it there.
I want to thank Vinny, Kevin, Craig.
Thank you guys.
Coming on down. Much respect. Brother Matt, thanks for your always essential.
Brother Matt.
Great hospitality.
Always, man.
And, yeah, check out this stuff. I'm very, very honored all these cats came together to play and give tribute to the reactionaries. It means a lot. But sincerely, I thank you, Craig, Kevin. Danny, respect.
Big ups.
Okay, it's February 13th, 2010, Wap Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.